As the precious goddess of peace speaks her heart to us, we offer her our love, our gratitude, our devotion, and our obedience. We do ask her presence with us constantly, her sacred fire presence, to enfold us wherever we go. We may be the peace-commanding presence whose sacred fire goes everywhere at our command and does produce peace for eternity. Beloved of my heart, tonight I trust I may bring to you an explanation of some of the cosmic activities of the sacred fire with which we are concerned, and which, when brought into this octave and established as a permanent part of this world, begin to pour forth their perfection for eternity. Now, I'm speaking, of course, of the great cosmic flame from out the great central sun that is the quality of peace. It is golden with a breath of pink that plays through it like changeable silk. And as it enters in to the atomic structure of mankind's physical bodies, and into their mental and feeling world, and into the atmosphere, they absorb that, and it becomes an eternal part of the life flame of each individual. And as it joins the life flame of each individual in the heart, it forms a sun presence around that, whose light rays go forth, and if this flame is given attention and loved in and around the individual, it continues to expand until each one's world becomes a world of the sun presence of eternal peace, which you can give to others, as well as dwell within its almighty cosmic activity and ever-expanding perfection. I want you to understand that the flame of peace, cosmic, eternal peace from the great central sun, is an ever-expanding action of the sacred fire. And if called in and around the individual, just naturally grows and expands by your use of it. So, in holding peace in and around yourselves for your own healing and to be the magnet of supply for you, as well as for your protection, it is well to call for the great central sun's flame of invincible peace in this world. I make that your home, your cosmic presence of its eternal activity. Now, I want you to feel how privileged you are to know of these activities of the sacred fire, which have been explained to you, that you may reach up and use them, bring them into your outer affairs, until they begin to grow as an eternal part of this world, just as the flame begins to grow as an eternal part of your own heart's flame. Now, if everyone on the earth tonight who really wants peace understood this law of how to call the great central sun cosmic flame of invincible eternal peace in and around themselves, it would be like an anchor to a ship. It would hold constructive activities protected and ever expanding, and it would become such a powerhouse in and around those who knew how to draw it forth that it would go forth and control the rest of the world. When you understand how many people tonight throughout the world are praying and hoping for peace and yet fearing war, if they but understood how to call this cosmic flame into outer physical conditions, you would see peace become eternal to this world. And so, since you are only a handful of people, so to speak, compared to the masses in the outer world, yet who of you can tell me how far-reaching your call for this cosmic flame of invincible eternal peace will continue to expand as you command it to take its dominion in the earth, the structure of earth itself, as well as in and around yourselves and your affairs. And I wish you to always realize that this flame, when it comes in and around you, brings immediately the sense of ease and relaxation into the body, into the mental and feeling world. There comes the great ease with it. But don't for a moment ever feel that it means inertia. Because when you once dwell within a cosmic sun of its presence, and you feel its complete ease and peace and comfort, you go forth 1,000 times more active than you've ever been before, because everything you do manifests perfection, and there is no resistance to that flame, because it is a projection of the sacred fire from the great central sun here. So try to feel that once you enter in to the intense cosmic power of the great central sun's flame of eternal peace, it begins its work in you for eternity. Then you do not swing out of your peace because some destructive condition of the outer world seems to approach. Heretofore, until you understood the sacred fire, you had peace for maybe 10 years, and then war surges again. This is a cyclic action, and that cycle has to be broken. The cycle of war, and it can only be broken by the great central sun's authority of the fire of peace, on that cosmic sacred fire. I assure you, is the master control of systems of worlds. So when that sun presence enters into the atmosphere of earth and begins its expansion, enters into the structure of earth and becomes permanent there, the hour strikes when it has expanded to the point where it has removed from the earth everything unlike its own purity, its own love, and its own power of peace, which holds divine balance, holds divine order, and allows the full perfection that belongs in this system of worlds. come in and fill the earth with eternal peace. So, precious ones, try to feel how privileged you are in these various activities of the sacred fire that have been called to your attention, that you may use them not just to correct your own physical affairs and conditions, but your individual use of them in your affairs should be always expanded to be used everywhere in the physical structure of the earth. I have a reason for this tonight. That as you command that flame to go forth and be the authority and control of all outer physical conditions, as you form a habit of this, it will surge with a pulsation like your heartbeat. It will be a heartbeat from the great central sun in and around you, and each heartbeat will expand it a little further. Its pressure become greater. You will find, as you continue to use it, it becomes the all-controlling power of the heart presence of the great central sun, whose love is peace to life everywhere throughout creation. I hope you will enter deep into the use of this in order to hold in and around yourselves that power, that feeling of peace that does give you perfect health and strength and is a magnet of harmony to attract to you that which you're going to be required to use in your service to the outer world. So, blessed ones, there is no limit to the blessings of this great flame from the great central sun. And when you begin to call the great central sun's cosmic sacred fire flame of invincible eternal cosmic peace to the earth, then when that flame comes in and around you and enters into the structure of earth, it grows. And it will continue to grow till the earth itself becomes a sun of its presence, because the great central sun's authority and power in the release of that flame sets into action its ever-expanding pulsation until it pushes through everything and compels purification, compels divine order, compels divine balance, which is justice to life. So, blessed ones, let it begin within yourselves, but fail not to call it into the physical structure of earth to bless the beings that have blessed you ever since you embodied in this world. These beings of nature and the forces of the elements have assisted you in every embodiment to the fulfillment of the divine plan of your ascension. And so now you owe them a blessing of purity and love and peace, that they may fulfill their divine plan to life that passes this way in its embodiment and journey on to the ascension. So try to feel, whenever you draw forth any of these activities of the sacred fire for which you call, ask that they always go into the physical structure of earth and bring purity and peace and freedom to the powers of nature and forces of the elements as well as to yourselves. You will find this an invaluable, invincible way of holding protection, not only about yourself, but about the things that are in your world and have been brought to you for use. So, blessed ones, you cannot give or call forth that great cosmic flame in and around yourselves and into the structure of earth to bring its peace here without being blessed by everything it touches. Because when you bring peace to another life stream, even to the outer self, the higher mental body of that life stream will flood its love and peace and gratitude back to you for your effort to raise any part of life to the greater power of that peace. So you cannot give without receiving. You cannot receive from above without giving and pouring it forth to life wherever you abide. And just think, beloved ones, what you could do for this nation if every human being in this city tonight were to sit like you are here and just for 5 minutes, by conscious command, in the authority of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, call that cosmic flame of the sacred fire of invincible, eternal, cosmic peace, the cosmic sacred fire of that invincible cosmic peace in and around yourselves, in and around the city, then the nation, and the world. Almost anything would be possible if every human being in this city tonight would do that together for 5 minutes. Don't you see how wonderful life is in its boundless gifts of itself to mankind everywhere? The greater life is always giving of its greater blessings, its greater perfection, its greater power into the use of that which is lesser. And oh, when you begin to use the great central sun's cosmic sacred fire power of invincible, eternal, cosmic peace, you become the victory of its all-controlling flame in this world. And I want you to be that from tonight. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now there are legions, my dear ones, of the angelic host and cosmic beings, the ascended ones, who, each one being a sun presence, are that great central sun flame of invincible cosmic peace, can come within its flame, project it into the earth, flood it into the atmosphere, and enfold all who call for their assistance. And with the world in the throes of darkness, on the torture and the turmoil, of human, frightful creation. We are grateful beyond words for just a handful of people, as you are here, to whom we can explain this, to whom we can come and give it, and whom we can use as an open door to let the river of its presence flood the world until it becomes permanent to the structure of earth, and one day the world itself becomes the sun presence of its invincible, eternal, cosmic peace. It is simply the divine, orderly way to live life that ever expands greater and greater manifestation and always produces perfection. Why mankind choose to live in the temporary sensation of the senses that always carry punishment and torture and distress and limitation, when if they would cast that aside and enter into this heart flame of peace from the heart of the central sun, they could not lack for any good thing. And the joy that is positive ecstasy of dwelling within the master presence of that sacred fire control so far transcends anything that mankind think is happiness in this world. There's just no comparison. It's the difference between light and darkness. Mankind is self-hypnotized by its own sense desire. And until human beings let go of them, their suffering continues and peace is not there. It seems to me it's time the world desired the heart of God and forgot human sense desire. Time mankind awakened. When you see the cosmic fire in action, as we do, you will know an awakening is coming. So in preparation for your protection, try to realize the cosmic law of the great central sun that gives this flame of eternal peace demands purity. Mankind cannot wallow in the senses and have the purity of eternal peace. Not at all. The senses are never satisfied, and their destructive desires take the individual to the second death. And who of you can tell me what one desire of the human senses is the last bit of energy required to swing your life stream into annihilation? If I were you, I would think it. Linger no longer in the sense consciousness of human feeling if you expect protection from the ascended host. Purity is imperative, and none can fool God. I have offered you the blessings from the powerhouse of the universe, the very heart of God, which this flame of eternal cosmic peace is to life. And it is yours to use, as free as the air you breathe, if you will but turn to it and turn away from the senses that are but the hordes of the shadows. The hordes of evil are in the senses that take the energy of God's life and desecrate it for amusement. Physical sensation that drives to the second death. Tonight the world, except for what the mighty Saint Germain has brought in this I Am activity over the last 25 years, except for this, the world would have itself gone to the second death. They've had beloved Jesus. They've had the other great beings of the centuries. And when the mighty Saint Germain brought this light to America as an anchor of the sacred fire to the earth, it steadied the world. And one day you shall all know who he is. Thank you, beloved ones, with all my heart's love for your love, and I add mine to yours, to offer to him everything we can give to assist him in his gigantic task of helping to purify and free the world. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? My loved ones, tonight, value this night as you have never valued anything in the past, the opportunity of understanding and using this great central sun flame of invincible, eternal, cosmic peace. Value it more than you value all the wealth on the earth. And one day, mankind will return it to you a thousandfold with a love that will bring you happiness for eternity. There is no substitute for purity. There's no substitute for peace. There's no substitute for the sacred fire love in the great central sun that gives you existence. And I plead with you, turn away from the hordes of the senses that take mankind only to suffering and annihilation. Tonight, may your love to that great central sun, heart's flame of invincible eternal peace, draw its sun presence in and around you all to bring you a happiness you've never known and that will be with you forever. And then, entering in through you to the earth, become the purifying, all-controlling presence of the sacred fire's dominion over all the powers of nature and all mankind. Enter into the use of this with the greatest joy you've ever known, and you shall have all the protection you ever require, because the very harmony which this sacred fire is automatically releases protection in and around you as you hold steady within its sacred fire and let it expand to wherever you move in the universe. It brings forth perfect manifestation to bless all life with eternal happiness. Come into the heights of eternal purity and be at peace. Until the cleansing of the earth and all upon it is completed, and then you may render your service to those life streams who are to be taught the use of the sacred fire, that never again may turmoil be created in this world or the life God has given you be desecrated by discord. May the fullness of the great central sun's heart presence of eternal peace blaze its sacred fire in and around you forever, and expanding its almighty power to all you contact, enter into the structure of earth and bring purity and peace and love to the beings of the elements and the powers of nature, who through so long a time have struggled under the discord and filth and desecration of mankind's creation. Linger no longer in the human desires when the majesty of eternal mastery, the cosmic hand of God's great creative power, the heart flame of eternal peace, gives you itself that brings joy forever, mastery, and invincible, ever-expanding, creating perfection that forever brings greater and greater and greater glory to all. I enfold you in my own heart's flame tonight of eternal peace. And may its love from the heart of creation in its great sacred fire, cosmic peace, ever abide with you, enter into you, and blaze through you to the structure of earth itself, and forever hold all in its eternal control, so that you become the hope of the world, the light in the darkness, until its expanding sacred fire power shows mankind the way out of their human desires and into the eternal heart presence of peace and love and purity and freedom. May the fullness of its cosmic heart power clothe you tonight in its victory for eternity, that you may give it without reservation, wherever you go, and being the power of the sacred fire, no human thing can ever again exist, or you command it to take eternal control. Go forward and use it without limit. Realize your privilege and awaken mankind out of the shadows and into the eternal sun presence of the heart of God, where alone peace abides. May you enter there and let it be your home forever. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Goddess of Peace. Come to us often and intensify and expand that flame of your own heart's victory, till we too are its presence here forever. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask it, your enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of that great central sun's invincible, sacred fire power and flame of invincible, eternal, cosmic peace to possess and rule and control us all for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the victory of your own heart's flame, eternal peace to the earth. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Goddess of Peace. Under the legions and angels of peace, we call for the victory of your cosmic flame to blaze its sun presence everywhere around us, and then keep on expanding it till it fills the structure of earth itself and all upon the earth with its perfection for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one. The sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it. And pouring into his distress the great cosmic central sun's invincible, victorious flame of eternal peace. Make it forever expand till it raises all to perfection for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am Presence and all great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame from the heart of the great central sun of its invincible sacred fire power and flame of invincible eternal cosmic peace. May it surge now without reservation and consume everything else for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to pour forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, to expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fire from the great central sun of invincible, eternal, cosmic peace to blaze now without reservation and compel that peace to take the place of everything human in this world for eternity. And we thank you.